Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. How are you? How are we feeling? What's going on?
I'm excited to have The Bachelor back on TV. I know it's only been a little bit, but I miss my Monday night rituals. What about you?
Well, get ready for a Thursday night ritual because we're packing up,
right?
You know. You ever remember those commercials back in the day where it'd be like, you know, your sitcom, your favorite sitcom was like, we're moving a Tuesday. And they always did like kind of like a cheesy, well, we're packing our bags and we're moving next door to, you know, Family Matters. And like, they'd be like next door to the Winslows, you know. Am I imagining a commercial?
No. You just also unlocked like a fresh memory in my brain. The second you said that, I was like, I've seen that so many times, and I don't know why they thought that was like the best joke ever, but they did it all the time.
We're moving next door. Yeah. And you would have this weird thing of like, oh my god, these two sitcom characters on the same screen, like, it, you know, when they would like mesh together, you know.
Yeah,
like the Jetsons meet the Flintstones kind of thing, you know.
And I mean, here with this, you know, reality stuff, this is really all we're going to be getting for a while, our reality shows, because of these strikes. So I'm excited for a lot of reality stuff coming up. Have you seen the previews for the, I think it's called House of Villains?
I've gotten, it's trickled towards me. I haven't seen the previews, but I just know of the characters going on. I mean, like, they really, it does feel like TV, if we're going to, like, look macro at this. They're like, We're not getting Gen Z. They're like, we're not going to get them. Below, they're done. They're like, we're just going to just keep beating the drum of nostalgia wherever we can. Like, to see, like, New York from I Love New York going on, and you're like, and you do have, the face you just made is like, when I was like, it just tickles you. It scratches an itch. And
it really does.
It's unavoidable.
I mean, Tiffany New York Pollard is literally one of the biggest TV villain/icons ever. I mean, we actually got to interview Chris and I, Fat Carrie Bradshaw and I, we interviewed her. It was like at the beginning, very beginning of the pandemic. And I was like, this is the shred of hope that I'm hanging on to right now. And she was so cool. And it was, I can't wait for this show. And I saw her like, there's like Johnny Bananas from, you know, MTV, Jax from Vanderpump. I feel like this is going to be a good show.
Wow. I mean, that's the thing, is like, they're starting to listen to us, the audience, because today we are talking about The Golden Bachelor, and it is moving to Thursday. Pack your bags, kids. We're moving to Thursday.
We're moving to Thursdays.
It's an hour show, right? It's not 2 hours.
Golden Bachelor is 1 hour, and then Paradise will still be two.
So I'm actually, you know, it's funny. Like, they're doing all the things we kind of want. I've gotten messages from, I don't know if you felt it, from different corners that aren't Bachelor specific, and it's like a lot of people being like, I'm back. I'm checking it out.
Yeah.
I'm tuning in episode one. I don't care. And they're going to give it an episode. So it's kind of nice. You know, it does feel like, you know, for us who stay here at Bachelor Island, you know, it feels kind of nice that we're going to get some of our alumni back, you know, that they're going to come back check it out. And because I got a message yesterday from someone I, you know, went to high school with. They're like, are you doing Golden Bachelor? And I was like,
shut up.
And they're like, there's excitement. There's definitely a vibe change. And you know, we're going to go through each of the contestants in the way we always have, you know, and that's the tricky part. So I guess for me personally, I do want to, you know, let people know I'm going to be doing a live stream of just The Golden Bachelor, and then I'll do recaps of both Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. I'll watch Bachelor in Paradise, but I'm not doing 3 hours. I got to do what I'm excited about, and I'm excited about Golden Bachelor. I'll definitely be yelling at that show. But, you know, the tricky part is, because we're going to go through the first 11 contestants, you know, they're moms and grandmas. Listen, like, they are.
I'm obsessed. The highest age is 75, and the lowest, I think, was 60. But it's crazy to see also genetics and what 75 looks like on certain people and what 75 looks like on others and vice versa. It's wild.
Well, that's actually a key point to this whole thing, is what we think of as 75 in our mind versus what 75 actually is. And that's mm-hmm. kind of the frustrating part with a lot of these profiles, because we're going to go through all of them. And it's like, you know, my parents are 65. You know, I don't think of my parents as like, you know, old, you know, Q-tips with big white hair at the top. Like, no, they're like doing shit and they're annoying and they have a lot of energy and they wake up early and they're a pain in the fucking ass. And like the idea, because every one of these profiles. So now I'm getting critical. Okay. Now I'm getting excited for Golden Bachelor, because
I'm ready.
I already know the message I'm going to get. Like, oh, you're making fun of them? Yes. I'm going to make fun of all of these old wrinkles, because here's the thing. They all play this like sad song of like, I'm going to show people that a 7-year-old can go out of the house and get groceries at the market. And it's like, yeah, we know, bitch. We know. Our parents are your age and they're not old. And because we have this like thing in our mind's eye. And again, we do it for ourselves. I'm 38. When I was 15... Yeah. I was told a 38-year-old is like an adult.
You're basically dead at 38.
Dead.
When you're 15, like...
Dead. Gone. When I was 22, 38 was like, oh, I'll have like 17 kids and a house with a picket fence and a mortgage. And now I'm 38, and I drank 4 martinis last night, and I woke up 7 minutes before this podcast. So, like, we're not... You know, so we do the same thing that they're doing, but it is interesting. Like, and again, if you're in your 60s and 70s, you've seen friends pass, I'm sure, in tragic ways. You've gone through life, so I understand why you kind of get on this. But like, we look at these pictures, all of these women are beautiful, like all of them.
Yes,
you know, like they're all like, you know, fuckable, you know, if you want to like get gross about it, like, well, you know, like,
listen, I mean, there was an article not fuckable, it is not even 8 a.m there was an article that I was actually talking to my friend about, and they put out this article showing the women and their cast photos compared to like real life photos, and it's like,
oh no,
obviously they don't look the same.
Because that's what we do too. That's why you hold the phone at an upward angle to get rid of your 17 chins. Like the idea that like we're putting out anything other than, and that's the thing, like it is weird. They've chosen an aesthetic. They're like the show has chosen an aesthetic, and I'm very interested to see if they do this when we see episodes. But all of the Gary footage, all of these pictures under a golden hue, they remind me of like a douchey Instagrammer who only does one color, you know, colorway for their whole like, you know, their feed is only one look. So if you go to their page, it has a look. They've chosen this golden hue, and where they're so, which again, if they do the show in it, it will look like this is done from heaven. Like every scene with Gary looks like it's in a cloud taped in heaven.
That's what every episode of like Selling Sunset or the Kardashians looks like. If you really look at the episodes, it's truly like there's like a hue of, it almost looks airbrushed or,
right,
you know what I mean? It's very, very interesting and how they do this like filter thing to make these. You know, Selling Sunset has like an era of having to look like really pretty with the Kardashians as well. They have this weird edit.
This makes sense because the Kardashians own more of that show. Like they're in control. They're driving the boat. They're at the wheel. So it would make sense that like Chris is like, you better make me look 30. You know, like, I'm not going on a show.
I need to look younger than Kim.
So they're like, okay, we're going to do, you know, the sepia tone over the whole show. So maybe I think the show might be doing that. But, like, again, whoever did that article, like, we're going to make fun of these people. Whoever did that article is mean. Like, that to me is mean.
That was
tough. So where did they find that? They, like, went to their Facebook pages. They found them commenting fabulous on everything from everyone from high school.
Yeah, and they just, like, they're not even normal photos. Like, they're very much photos taken out of, like, context. Or they did not do these women justice at all. Like, they could have found a normal photo of them that wasn't airbrushed, that they're not, like, bending over, like, you know?
What assholes we are. Cue every listener right now searching for this article.
We're talking about their moms right now.
Right.
Your mom's on here and we're talking about them. We apologize in advance.
Listen, again, I think of those, like, paparazzi beach photos of, like, what, you know, of celebrities. And it's like, yeah, the whole point is, like, look at so-and-so at the beach. And you go and you see, like, the real picture of them, like, bending over to pick up their kids, you know, pail and shovel. And you're like, yeah, that's what we all look like. I wish I could look like that bent over, you know?
That's what, like, people look like. Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
So we're going to do the first 11, and again, these are from the Variety article. We have the link in the bio of this episode, I'm pretty positive, and you can kind of follow along with us. We're going to go contestant to contestant, just with our first thoughts, first takeaways. We're going to start with Anna 61. What did you think of Anna 61, Kay?
Right off the bat, it's giving I saw retired nutritionist and I was like, yes. Before I even saw that, I was like, this is an almond mom. Like, this is... This is an almond mom. Like, she's the one where there's no, like, snacks, like, real snacks in the house. You're eating nuts. You're having, like, a salad, or you're having, like, you're eating healthy, gluten-free, vegetarian everything.
Right. Anna looks like she walks into Thanksgiving and says, who needs all this food? And immediately judging the amount. I hate that relative that's like, whoa, 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 there's too much. Well, why don't you then don't eat? We'll take care of it. Don't worry. It also says you can tell which of these women like have a husband that passed versus the ones that are single and divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Like just by their bios, like, you know, the single divorced ones, they never reference the husband and they always talk about all the energy they have.
Uh-huh. Like this one, for example.
This one is definitely one of those examples. The fact that she goes, she loves foraging for mushrooms. I just love the idea that like anything elder divorced woman does is like, good, amazing. She forages for mushrooms. Like if it was an older divorced dad, it'd be like, he's out in the woods eating off the ground. You know, like it wouldn't be foraging for mushrooms. He'd be like, yeah, this guy is fucking loser. You know, oh my God, he doesn't even cook the mushrooms. And her, we're like, she's foraging. She loves new herbs and plants. So I'm happy for her. Anna also looks amazing. That kind of goes without saying. I don't think we have to keep coming back to that they look amazing.
I mean, we literally said almond mom who likes hiking and skiing. And then she also likes... when she dives with sharks, she goes cageless. Like that.
Right, which I don't believe at all. That is one of those that, like, I know you'd think you went cageless. Like, the person at the no cage shark dive told you that, but there was no chance of shark attack. There was, I don't think Anna was petting the shark.
You're in the Bahamas. Like,
yeah. This was a planned event. This right wasn't you, like, ooh, a shark. Let me jump in and swim with fucking. You know, Jaws. Okay, so April 65. She's a therapist from Port St. Lucie, Florida. What do we think of April?
Right off the bat, from her picture, it is giving. I'm on my fourth husband. I've taken every cent that they've ever had. The chunky jewelry. You can't have the chunky jewelry without those things.
She's giving Samantha chunky gold jewelry. Just screams, I say uncomfortable things at holidays. Like I just imagine her, like, at, like, I always come back to Thanksgiving because that's like the holiday you have to like sit with people.
Yeah.
April definitely goes, I like to orgasm too. You know, like, has to like let
the
people know.
The shock factor. She's big. I also love that you referenced Samantha. Thank you for the Sex and the City reference. Jared is up with his Sex and the City.
Oh my
casting.
God. It is as if she's like does Samantha like it. She looks like she does Samantha like dupes. Like she goes to parties as a Samantha. They're like, we're doing a Sex and the City party. We got to get like lookalikes of all the characters. And she's like on the side. She makes like $500 on a Saturday night for like showing up at a bar mitzvah.
100%. Wow.
She also. Dating since losing her partner has been difficult for her. Like, yeah. So they always, if they lost a partner, they reference it. If they're divorced, there's some guy out there who's an evil, horrible piece of shit, and they've got a lot of energy. It's only one of two things.
Her nickname is Presh.
Yeah, and it's tattooed on her body in a place that you can't see, which is like that. Like, I pray for all the grandkids who have to watch their grandmothers do this show. Like, I can't remember who it was, but one of them have reached out to me. I'll let you behind the curtain.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if she was lying. She was claiming this woman was like, we should do a couple things together. Like, she wanted to, like... So, like, let's just remember, not all of these people are here for, like, Gary. There are people here for the wrong reasons. Because
Absolutely.
I the idea that these... grandmas with their, you know, their white froze are just coming in and... we just want someone to hold hands with in the rocking chairs. No. They are Because I can't remember who it was, and she was like, I could teach you a few things, and we could do a podcast together. Like, they're, like, what? Entrepreneurial. Right. I was like,
Listen, so, she's trying to take my spot, A. B, right. I think you're totally right with a lot of these women being here for the wrong reasons, and I didn't think about that until now, but it's like, if I were to go on a reality show, I've said, I was like, I don't really want to do reality just because we know how the sauce is made. We know what's, right. We know what goes into that and like the fans and this and that. But if I were 75, I'd be like, fuck it. I don't care what, well, like, I'm going to do whatever I want. It doesn't matter. I'm old. I've lived my life. Like, go ahead. Say what you want about me.
I agree. Also, we have a different understanding of what reality fame is.
Yeah.
And from what they assume it is. Like, you know, like my parents tell me about the 200 likes they got on Facebook. Like, they're like, oh my God, people are talking. So like, we have to remember like how people frame these things. Like at 65, they're like, oh, I'll go on this thing. I'll get to like do, you know, promote my MLM. Like half of these women probably have like some cream or
Mary
jewelry
Kay.
That they're pushing.
They have a Mary Kay makeup line.
And in their minds, like, oh, it'll help me with that. It's not like, I don't think that they know what this could mean.
They don't know. They are so unaware.
Also, we don't know who the profile of the follower they're going to gain. Maybe they get a bunch of, you know, other people their age that comes onto Facebook and they like, I could see my mom goes on this show and she's then leaves the show and she's just talking with everyone in the Facebook comments. Like, that would be her thing. Like, she'd be talking with everyone. The rest of her life, she would never get off her phone.
That's where they're going to be getting the followers, is Facebook. They're getting friend requests. They're not going to be on Instagram. I mean, they'll be on Instagram. Like, Patty James, like Matt James's mom, is on Instagram. But like Facebook is where these women thrive.
Absolutely.
Wow. And
they're in the comments. They're your mom who's fabulous with 30 million emojis. Like all these women look like they do.
Leaving
that.
A little cartoon character of themselves being like, wow.
Christina 73. What did you think of Christina 73?
I mean,
she's the retired purchasing manager from Sierra Madre, California.
The first thing that I noticed was that she was at the Beatles concert in 1964. That's sick.
It's pretty wild. It's sick. I mean, of the people, like, she's the one that's going to get a lot of comments on, like, the looks thing.
Yeah.
I mean.
For sure.
73, and she looks like she used to play, like, one of, like, the women that was, like, on Baywatch.
Yes, it's giving very much like glamazon, like retired model or something. Like, it's very, she did something in the, like a news broadcaster. Like, she was like it girl back then. Homecoming queen, the whole shebang. This was Christina.
Like, she was on Sweet Valley High. Do you remember that show? Was that a real show? That was like the fake.
I remember that, yeah. But I don't remember watching it, but I remember it existing.
That it existed.
But I remember it existing.
I also love that. Listen, one line in her bio was like, Christina calls this chapter of her life her go-go years, not the slow-go years.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Like, they all, I think of these women, 95% of them will come on with a line that someone told them was cute.
Yes.
Like, that they've repeated, like my grandmother who passed, and she used to always say, not bad for an old broad. She said it like every, and then she, like, you know, she got dementia. So not bad for an old broad became her like saying. She would just say it over and over again. And see, like,
I love that. Keep that. Put that on my gravestone. Like, not bad for an old broad. Love that.
Should have been on hers. I mean, like, honestly, not bad for an old bro. That's what this made me think of, is like, they have, like, there's a point in your life where you're like done with small talk, I think, and you just get a line and you see people smile to it and you're like, good, I can move on now.
Yes.
I bet you Christina has said, I'm these are my go-go years, not my slow-go years. Like, I think she's probably said that 7,000 times on this show. Like, and I'm excited. I hope there's many women with many different lines that are cheesy and stupid. If I see a woman say, not bad for an old broad, I will be, a tear will go down my cheek. I'll remember my grandma, you know, like, it but I... These lines are like, silly. The amount my eyes rolled.
It's really silly watching that. And like, it also makes you think, I wonder how many of these women are going to be, you know, who's coming in costume? Like the entrances are going to be either outrageous, like really cheesy, crazy, or they're going to be super like locked up. I don't know. But seeing these lines makes me think.
I actually think you're totally right. Like, there's going to be, like, wacky, kooky grandma, but then there's going to be regal queen, grandma. Like, yes. I don't even, you know, like, please open the door for me, son. You know, like, it's going to be, I think it goes one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be at a different level.
Speaking of regal queen, Edith 60 is a retired realtor from Downey, California. I had one thought the minute I saw Edith. Dove body campaign. I couldn't stop thinking of the Dove body campaign.
I mean, her hair and like she is like her skin is like flawless and glowing, but the hair is so good. It's like that really white, but almost looks blonde. Type of hair that you could only dream of when your hair goes gray.
Kay, I'll be open and honest and vulnerable with you right
Please.
Now. There was a time where, for whatever reason, you know, you're on Instagram and you go on like the For You page and you start looking at people, okay? I started somehow during the pandemic, I started looking at like women who love their gray hair. And it was like, I don't know, I just got like down the rabbit hole of like, I didn't know there was this community of women who are like proud of their gray hair. Like they're like, this was like a thing. I didn't know it was a world. And there were people that were like, I'm done dyeing it. I'm going gray. There were people following me on my gray journey. I had no idea.
It's a whole thing.
This woman reminds me of those people because what you noticed is like, it was never like the people who were like, I don't care anymore. I'm going gray. They were all gorgeous. They could have gone they could have done anything and it would still be like, there was no bravery to this. Like in my mind, I was like, yeah, you look amazing. Like your hair looks amazing. Like there was no like, it always seemed like someone who was like, oh, I just get in the shower. I don't even have to dry it. You know, like it was just like.
Yes. Oh, those people make me so mad.
Right. And they were like looking for their own tragedy or their own, you know, coming of age story or their own struggle. And they're like, and they were like just invented this gray thing. And this is what this Edith reminds me of like, I could see Edith going on Instagram being like, hey, if you have gray hair, don't be embarrassed. But you're like, Edith.
What?
You're model-esque. Like, what are you talking
you're the
about?
You're a different level of gray. Like, my mom, I remember her being like, you know, I think now that I'm retired, I'm just going to let my gray hair grow out. She has not. My mom could be fully gray, and I will never, ever, ever know. There's no way she's letting that happen. But with me, I'm excited. Like, I would love to go gray, mainly because I want to dye my hair like fun colors, and putting bleach on my hair is like not an option. So I'm like, let me go gray so I can dye it pink.
Right. See, this is the world I don't know about. Like I just didn't. Right. That, I didn't even know that would be a good reason to go gray, but that makes sense to me that you can like, yes. I feel like we're going to hear about Edith's journey into the gray-haired community, and we're all going to have to, like, listen to it and, like, clap for her as if she just, you know, won a, you know,
Emmy.
Of those, like, an Emmy that they give to people who gave to charity. Like, it's like...
Right.
Like, right. You know, so I don't know. I just... Now I hate Edith.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Ellen, 71, retired teacher from Delray Beach, Florida. What do you think of Ellen?
Ellen also gives like, she like definitely loves like a Taylor Swift. She is the Taylor Swift fandom, but grown up, it seems. Like she just looks like a woman who would be into that. But she's also, I think this is the second or third playing pickleball woman that we've seen.
The pickleball mentions...
Crazy. Did you see that like TikTok that Bachelor made? They put a whole thing together where it's all the women saying, I love pickleball.
Right. Here's what it's taught me. The amount, and listen, my parents are pickleball players. All, you know, they're all getting involved. That is now not a workout anymore. Like you can't say I can eat whatever I want because I played pickleball today. Like we have to leave pickleball. We have to admit to the reality that pickleball is like something you can do that is you standing, but it is not the same as doing a HIIT workout at the gym. We can't put these in the same category. We have to, this is the one, if all of these women include pickleball as part of their active journey, I, Jared, cannot, I'm saying this to myself. I want to make sure this is clear. I, Jared, pickleball is not the reason you can have 7 sandwiches today, okay? You cannot count that as a workout. Jared, I'm talking to you.
I honestly was unclear of what pickleball was. Still sort of unclear about what pickleball is. It feels like an in-between between table tennis and actual tennis.
Yes, I would agree.
Like the size, I guess. I don't know.
Right. You can't, if you played ping pong, if you played table tennis and then someone was like, oh, what are you doing later today? And you were like, oh, I'm going to have an ice cream sundae because I worked out today. They're like, oh, what was the workout? I played ping pong. You'd be like, they'd be like, what? Huh? No. That are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
It is just above table tennis.
Good, 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 good. See, I didn't know. I was like, I don't know what pickleball is.
Someone, the pickleball community is going to come after me like, no, it's a great workout. Yeah, it's a great workout if you're in your 60s.
Any other things that you saw about Ellen? I mean, she loves a healthy lifestyle, obviously.
She lives in Delray, which I have frequented. I love Delray. I love Atlantic Avenue. Fun place. She looks more towards like huggable grandma than some of the others.
Yeah.
Which I like, you know, I think I like, but I also know that I've seen this woman on Atlantic Avenue, like out drinking, having a blast. And like, she's recognizable to me.
Definitely. Oh yeah. That's a really good way to put it because I honestly don't think that all of these women are, but she definitely is.
Right.
She definitely is.
Like, speaking of not recognizable, I mean, Faith 60, the high school teacher from Benton City, Washington. What do you think of Faith? Like
Faith, she definitely has these students having a crush on her. Like, I agree. She's in the group chat. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, she's in the group chat. Like, they all have a crush on Miss Faith or whatever the fuck they call her. She looks like she would be the teacher that you would chat about. 100%.
Yeah, Faith doesn't look like she's here for the right reasons. And I can say that confidently because she's also a radio host.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Teacher slash radio host. That's someone who wants to be a radio host who also teaches.
She also would love to be in a band. She wants the right. spotlight.
Faith isn't here to make friends. Faith is here to get a Facebook page with a blue check mark. This is my bet for what's going on. I mean, I guess when you're a high school teacher, you have to like keep it together. But like, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't.
I don't know.
She's already got the pension. She can ride off into the sunset.
Right. She's good to go. Also, this will make her even more popular. Like, people are going to want to be in her class because of this. But
right.
I do not foresee Gary wanting a woman who has a radio show and wants to be in a band.
What's the radio show? Also, this is the second person to reference diving with sharks. Is there something that, like, as you get older, you're like, I just got to, like,
do
get
it.
This on the lit. Like, I just got to go see a shark. What happens? At what age,
like,
are you?
A skydiving thing. It's sort of like skydiving. Right. Like, but I think to them, maybe that at that point, it's like, that's when the cage diving was crazy.
Right. I mean, she still wants to get a tattoo. She wants to dive with sharks. She wants to ride a motorcycle. This is all a blueprint for I am here for the wrong reason.
Faith needs to grow up a bit. Just a little.
Okay, what do you think of Jeannie, 65, from Still Springs, Tennessee? She's a project manager.
I mean, we're going back. She's a certified scuba diver. What is...
What are all these old people doing in the ocean?
What
is going on?
That is the scariest place. Like, I will not even get into the ocean when I'm at the beach in Santa Monica. You'll have to amputate if you step a foot in that water. Ew.
Right. I mean, they're all going to the depths of the world. Here's the thing that jumped out to me. She looks up to others like Oprah, Dolly Parton, and Princess Diana, who are also known for their philanthropic work. She's a big philanthropy person. I don't know. The idea, like, when you start bringing up Oprah and Dolly Parton, I'm just like, are we even living in reality? Like,
no.
To me, this screams, you know, annoying mom on Facebook who can't stop writing long paragraphs that makes their life sound more, you know, like, way better than mine.
And it gives very much, like, pageant mom, like, retired pageant girl. Like, are they really the people you look up to? Honestly, I don't know who I look up to if I'm thinking about it. I'm like, if somebody asked me that question, I'm like, well, I don't know who I would say. So maybe I'm just being a hater.
We're being a hater. We are definitely being haters. But it's like, it's tough to say. She says she loves taking Zumba. You can't be like out of a Zumba class and also talking about Oprah, as far as like who you're aspiring to be. You're 65, you live in Tennessee, you know, let's just keep everything within, you know what I mean? Like, it's like this thing of like, are you really mentioning Oprah? You just got out of a Zumba class that was taught in the basement of a YMCA. What are we talking about?
Zumba is one of my favorite things because I remember when I first moved to New York back in like early 2012, I would take Zumba at this New York sports club. Because I worked the front desk there. But those were the only classes I could take because I didn't have, like, any money. So I'm in this, like, Zumba class as, like, a 24-year-old, like, with these old women.
Was it all older people?
Yes, every time.
I'll never forget. This is so funny. I was, like, 23. I was working, selling life insurance. And I remember there was an older guy at the office who was, like, he kept trying to get me to go to the gym with him. He's, like, you got to come take karate with me. He wanted me to take karate.
Excuse me?
And I was, like, karate? And he was like, and he went to like the New York Sports Club, and like New York Sports Club is like nice, but it's like this old school.
That's where I worked, babe. First job, New York Sports Club. It was the New York Sports Club.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, hold on. Why did I think you were talking about? In my mind, I was looking like I saw in my mind's eye the New York Sports Club logo, and I didn't think of. And it was the place with like the mahogany and carpet on the ground, right? Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't connect that you said the exact same place. So you remember they had these classes. Do you remember they had like a karate class? And it wasn't karate. It was literally like Zumba karate. They would just do like, two-step to a kick and two-step to a punch. It was like bizarre, but they were in like gis and
like
stuff.
Like kickboxing type of thing. It's like a kickboxing, right. But it's like one, two-step, kick. It's
right. And I remember being like, when do we fight? And I went with them. And they gave you clothing. They would give you clothing that you could wear. Yeah, they would give you shorts and a t-shirt. So everyone's in the same, like, underneath. And, like, I remember uniform. He was in a gi. They had the uniform, and then he was in, like, with the white belt. You know, like, it was.
What?
I remember being like, it was in the same kind of thing of, like, this isn't a workout. Like,
I'm
like,
dying.
Remembering this now as we talk about it.
Your brain's being unlocked.
Right, literally.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about Joan, 60.
Yeah. Wow.
Joan, private school administrator from Rockland, Maryland. She looks like a ringer. She looks like she snuck onto this show, I gotta say.
Yeah.
They all are beautiful, don't get me wrong.
Joan is, I feel like immediate when I look at her, there's going to be like villain-esque.
Yeah, she's got a villain look.
But she's gorgeous and... She just, I mean, you have the private school administrator. Joan has money. She grew up with money. She's had money. she already has 4 grandkids and she's 60. Like, Joan's not living a shitty life.
Also, I agree, and I'll say this about Joan. So there's something very specific in her profile. Like, again, some of these women are like, I'm 75 and that means I'm 1,000 years old. And some of these women forget that they're like that phase of their life is over. Like she writes, she's looking for a family man with whom to blend her life. You're done blending. It's you and the guy. Like there's no like, this isn't step by step. You know, your kids might be on the family plan, but they're not going to like be hanging out with Gary's kids. Like this is just you and Gary.
No. If you mean blend lives and you mean blend bank accounts, like same, but, but there's no more blending here.
Yeah, we're done blending. It's two people that are going to fucking talk about their kids together, but not with the kids there.
No, I also feel like you probably clocked this line, the Joan loves dancing after a couple glasses of wine. Like I
mean,
saw
no
that
one has
go,
ever looked
Jared,
more.
Jared is going to say something about this.
Well, no one has. She looks like the mascot of dancing after 2 glasses of wine.
I know. She sure does.
Okay, let's go to Kathy. A lot of education. A lot of people in the education world. A lot of these are former teachers. She's a retired educational consultant from Austin, Texas, who walks 5 miles a day and reads 50 books a year. What do you think about Kathy?
No shade 70. To Kathy, but she gives me like she was not meant to be this glamazon girl. Like I don't see Kathy as somebody who's supposed to be dressed up like this. I feel like she's one of those moms that wears the athleisure every day and like has like the sunglasses that wrap around her head and goes on like the power walks. Like she gives me more sporty mom and not this. So like she looks out of body in this photo.
Right. She does. I mean, she's from Austin and not the Austin us millennials know and created. This is the Keep Austin Weird era. This is a different Austin that she's not.
Yeah.
Here's what I like about Kathy. I like any grandma that went off the grid with their name as a grandma. She's known as Kiki to her grandkids. I love a grandma that's chosen their own grandma name.
Yes.
Like, because like The kids didn't grow, you know, the babies didn't look up at her and go, Kiki. No. She was like, I'm a Kiki. You are going to call me Kiki. Grandma, yep. No, I'm not a grandma. I'm not a nana. I'm not a meemaw. I am Kiki. She wanted to keep, this is to me, the least confident grandmas are the ones that give themselves the grandma name and tell you how they want to be seen.
I love that. I feel like that's what I would do. Like, you're calling me K York so, City. It's Miss York it. City to you.
That's right. Who's this? This is K York City. What? Like, you bring them to, like, daycare.
Right.
They're like, what's her? What do you call your grandma? K York City. Leslie, 64, is a fitness instructor from Minneapolis, Minnesota. What did you think of Leslie?
I mean, right off the bat, the fitness instructor, I feel like I saw that before I read it. Like, I was like, oh.
Right.
She is the older woman who's teaching the Zumba class, but taking it way too seriously and like yelling at you for missing the step. Like she's shaming you in class for not getting the kickball change or whatever the fuck.
Right. I'm with you. Her and Joan are, you know, 1A and 1B for most likely to be villains.
Yeah.
It feels like Leslie has watched every housewife show on Bravo. Like
for
has,
sure.
Has watched, because look at her pose is like, oh, this is my housewife moment. This is when I get to the pose that she is doing. You're like, you know exactly what she has on TV all day long.
I mean, it looks like there's a fan on her. Like her hair is
right,
blowing.
It does. She brought the fan from home.
She brought the fan. She's like, let's try this.
Right. And then she like had six different lines that she was going to do. She like thought this was Housewives. She was like, you know, when I go on The Bachelor, I am the number one. You know, like she had like a bunch of different reads and they're like, we don't do that here. And she's like, what?
You don't need a tagline.
She is an incredible mom to her three kids and grandma to her three grandkids. Grandma is on the list of horrific things that is bringing the woman's movement back. Glamma, her story, all of these things. Like, we gotta
that
stop.
Glamma is...
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I feel like there's something that, whether she saw it somewhere, and she maybe like on Pinterest or Facebook, and she was like, I'm doing that.
I'm a glamma. I am a glamma. Yeah, she saw it on Pinterest. She saw it on a live, laugh, love type of poster in some woman's house. And she's like, this is my mind, body, and soul.
I can't wait for Leslie. I think Leslie and Joan are going to fuel this entire thing.
Yeah, I hope so. Okay, so this is our last one of the first half. And it's Mariah, 60.
Right?
Is it Maria?
I think it's Maria. Mariah has an H at the end.
It does. Okay. So Maria, I apologize,
no,
60.
Fine.
From Teaneck, New Jersey. What do you think of Maria?
I mean, Maria loves Valentine's Day, which is honestly the cheesiest thing ever. Have you ever met anybody who's like, Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday?
Oh, I would literally go, nice to meet you, and then turn around and walk
away.
What? I'd be like, this person doesn't live in reality. Like, you either are okay with Valentine's Day or you hate it so much because it's just never brought you what you thought it could bring.
I mean, she says she's a hopeless romantic and looking for a kind, funny, and independent man who's ready for a love adventure. What does that mean?
This age, a love adventure, what is that? 6 o'clock dinner and then fall asleep on either side of the bed with your glasses still on?
Right.
You know, like, I don't know.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. She has, I think it's funny. Like, it is funny that, like, you see in these profiles, sometimes, like, we think a lot of these are like things that like we say as like young people and we learn from. Sometimes these are just your personalities. Like when you're a hopeless romantic your whole life, you know, some of these people wrote dating is hard. You're like, are you out of your mind? Dating is hard. What? Like, that should be a lesson to like everyone out there. Like sometimes like you have to adjust your thing because the world around you isn't changing. Like when you're sitting there being like, oh, all these guys in their 20s, like, I, you know, so many times on You Up, we get emails where they're like, I went on a date and he's 35 and he doesn't know this. And I'm like, you have to stop saying their age is like a reason things should be different.
I know.
You have to stop saying I'm a hopeless romantic. It's like, no, again, it's okay to be a hopeless romantic, but also while understanding the world around you ain't coming to you.
No. This is
like, we're not all going to be. No, you're not going to find the guy who's like, you love Valentine's Day? I love Valentine's Day.
I mean, it's even going into the fact that her favorite indulgence is a glass of 100-year-old Grand Marnier. How was he say that? Grand Mary.
Where are you seeing this? Are you on the ABC one?
I was on the ABC one. I liked the fun facts on those.
The fun facts are good. Yeah, I agree with you. They don't have the fun facts on the Variety one.
Why?
Marnier,
that's how it is. I don't know how to speak French, obviously. You're like, I also love 100-year-old Grand Marnier.
Is Maria my soulmate? Okay, Kay, what do we think so far? That's the first half. What do we think?
I'm excited. I'm so excited to see something new, to see how the dynamic, what they're going to fight about, what the drama is going to be. Because, I mean, these women, again, have lived life. They've done the dating thing. They've been married or whatever. I don't think we've come across any women that haven't been married. I wonder if there's somebody on here that hasn't been married yet or like ever got married.
Well, she better get ready to be beloved by everyone who watches this show if she does exist. Because people will kill for her if she exists on this show. They will murder a human being. I love it. I love everything about it. My first impression is like, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Like, I really think that the tropes, the women, the wide-eyed enthusiasm, like, I love that it's the same as the show. Like, I actually think this is like a reboot in a way that brings us back to simpler times, brings us back to more reality in our reality TV. Yes, they'll be here for the wrong reasons, but even as we discussed, like, their wrong reasons aren't the same as the wrong reasons of, like, the women in their 20s or the men in their 20s. Like, you know, like, Sean from The Bachelor last season was looking to be, like, a barstool personality of some sort. Like, these, and in our minds, we're like, okay, that is a viable job with health insurance. These women are not here for barstool personality, in my assumption. They're here for, like, to argue with another woman in their Facebook comments. Like, and I'm excited for that.
I also am interested to see how Jesse Palmer handles all of this because, you know, he's used to being the one that's like, well, in my relationship or like from my experience or when I was on The Bachelor, like, you aren't giving these women advice. Like, you can maybe give them advice for being on a show, but you're giving them love advice. I'd be like, okay, shut the fuck up, kid.
You know what? It's funny you bring up Jesse. I'm happy you brought him up. I had two thoughts about him over the weekend. One will be positive, and then one is like, I don't think is controversial, but the first was he was doing a college football game. He's really good at calling a college football game. Like, I think The Bachelor actually made him better at football, like, at calling football. He just was way more personable. He was like, he was fun. Like, it seemed like he knew how to talk on TV. And I'd heard him do games in the past, and I was never like, whoa, Jesse. I saw him do a game, and I was like, oh, he's really, really good. And I think a Bachelor has a lot to do with it. The second one is, I was like, I'm not excited for him to host this. I actually think, like, not to say the name that shall not be said, but like, Chris Harrison will be missed on this version of the show.
I agree. I think he would be a great host for this version, just because, I mean, he's not close to their age, but like kind of is. And I think he'd be able to give some, would be more qualified to be giving some type of advice, perhaps.
Yeah, a little more gravitas, I guess, is maybe that's the word. I don't know. That I'm probably misusing that word. I don't know. He gives some Grand Marnier to this whole thing. I was looking at these women. I was like, I can't see Jesse next to them. And, I can't imagine it. I could imagine Chris Harrison next to these women, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like, and it wouldn't look weird or like a joke. Yeah. And, you know, maybe that Chris Harrison would see that as a dig. I don't know. I don't believe that to be. I just don't know. There was a, I was thinking about it while watching a college football game going, wow, Jesse's gotten really good. And then I was like, him on the Golden Bachelor is going to be a little bit bizarre. But
it's going to be odd. I'm interested to see how Jesse handles it and how he gets along with these older women. They're either going to like chew him up and spit him out, or they're going to love him. It's like, he's going to have
it's
his tail between his legs after every scene. Or like when he tells these women there's one rose left and they're like, no, the fuck there's not.
How many times does he get his cheeks pinched
on
the first episode?
Or who's going to try to go home with Jesse?
I think Leslie, the one that thinks she's
April,
on the Housewives.
One or the other.
One or the other. All right. Well, so that's the first half. We did it.
Yes. We'll be back next week with the second half of The Golden Bachelor contestants. Until then, make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Bachelor. You can follow me at Kay York City.
I'm at Jared Free.
The Bachelor podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sausmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and BachelorPod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.